Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh.
Hey.
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 How you doing?
Good job, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are you here, bro?
That's funny. That's
so was it scary, intimidating? This Tupac is a legend, man. Yeah. How'd you embody him?
It wasn't scary. It wasn't. The pressure for me was to get the role. It really wasn't. When I got there, I had a great acting coach, you know what I'm saying, who gave me all the confidence that I needed. You know, I felt really confident. And as well with L.T. Hutton, who was the producer and writer of this movie, you know, he's pretty much put this thing in Pac's POV. So it's hard to miss when a lot of the stuff is out of Tupac's mouth, as far as that goes. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, no pressure there.
Nice. Your father worked with Pac or worked on his music.
Devro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What advice did he give you for this role?
Well, what I wanted to know was the intimate details. You know, so they had just developed a relationship, you know, as friends. So, you know, he shared in brief detail, you know, like some of the things that he was dealing with. You know, Pac at one point came in the studio and was ranting on some issues he was dealing with. Won't disclose those or nothing, but you know, that was kind of what I wanted to know. I feel like outside of what the people can see and look and we can all find on YouTube, there's the human side to him, you know, where there's the out of the camera side, you know, and that's where you, for me, find the ability to build the character, to feel that fire, to find that energy, what makes him tick. It starts with those type of things, you know what I'm saying? So he just gave me some details on, you know, how he was. He was coming to work, but things was troubling him. So I wanted to take that in. There's a scene that I could apply that to, where walking in the studio, and what scene is that? Something's going on, some money situation or something like that. And he's got, you know, I'm troubled because it's like, you know, I have this going on. It's not just come to work, but I have to deal with this as well. So, you know, just applying it as much as possible, that type of information.
What would you say was the hardest scene for you to film?
The death scene. That scene sucked. Because I don't feel that I was, like, connected to him per se, but connected to the story and his life and what transpired. You know what I'm saying? Like the story in itself. So in that moment, you know, being so engulfed in it, you realize that, and we waited till the last day, really. So it was really like the end. And it's like all of this potential, all of what he means to the world, all of his accomplishments, the work done in such a short period of time, and it was cut short. So for me, it was real heavy, a tough day. Cried, and couldn't wait to get that scene over with. They wanted to shoot it so many times. It was hard. Like, a lot of people couldn't stay on the set because, like, people that were, you have to, like, there were people that lived, you know, grew up with Pac there, and they couldn't stay there that day. My mom, unfortunately, of all days to come to set, came to set on that day. And I'm like, Mama, don't come this day. Like, just do not come. And she came anyway and was on set crying and stuff. Like, leave.
So what did you have to do to focus to get past all of that emotion?
Just had to tap in and be in tune with, this is how it played out. This is, you know, this is ultimately what it was. But just be conscious and that he did leave a legacy, you know. Like, it's still an honor to be able to portray this man and bring him to life. So,
how overwhelming it was for you to have to play for your first role, big role, to play such an iconic character?
Well, I don't come from any acting at all. Never aspired to be an actor, so it was just man. It wasn't really overwhelming, but it was just a world to get into. And, I mean, I love it, though. You know, it's a I got into it. I learned so much so fast. I worked with Hill Harper the first day, and I couldn't have had anyone better, honestly, to work with in the first 2 days. I got so much gain from Hill. He tested me, and he brung out a side and what I needed to take on the film. He told me himself, he was like, because at the beginning, it was like, Hill got there, and we hadn't rehearsed. So I'm like, you want to go over the scene? We rode together to set that day. I'm like, you want to talk and go over some stuff? And he's like, not really. So I'm like, bro. So we did a little bit of something. And then I know he's writing the whole time. And we get to set. He gets, I'm in first, sitting in the chair, doing an interview, like ready for the interview scene. And then Hill comes in and he's got his notepad. I'm ready for the script. I got my lines rehearsed and ready. Hill just goes left, like, just drilling me with like all sorts of questions and stuff that's not nowhere near the script. And I'm looking, and for a minute I'm kind of answering, but I'm like, and they're not stopping the cameras, this is just rolling the whole time. And then he kind of like pushed the button and I snapped on him, and then he was like, that's what I wanted, that's what I was trying to get at you. He was like, you take that with you throughout this whole film, you're gonna win, you got it. And then from then on, it was game on, and we was like chess match throughout the rest of the whole day and the next day. He was like, he was writing, I was writing. And then, he was surprising me with a little stuff that he was saying, like in the middle of the scene, nothing scripted at all, get a natural reaction out of me, and I got him back. Like, even like on the trailer, there's certain things that I'm saying, nothing scripted at all, So for me and him, that whole 2 days, the dialogue between us, 85% of it is nothing on the script.
So tell us about how you actually got the role, because if you never aspired to be an actor, and we know your dad knew Tupac, how did this whole thing come about?
So back in 2011, my good friend Herm, he heard about like this open national calling from his website. It was on Facebook and whatever else at the time. Like, call for the Tupac role. So he told me, like, oh, you got to audition. Everybody say you look like Pop. You have to. And I'm like, no way. I really wasn't going to do it. Hesitant. And so he really was like, for some reason, I still can't understand it now. He haven't really been adamant about anything else in my life. We're like brothers, you know what I'm saying? But for this particular thing, he's like, you have to. Like, you got to. So then I told him I would do it. And even with that, I was like, jiving around. I'm like, nah, you okay, whatever. I was really... just not even really going to do it still. But then I'm like, all right, let's go. So I waited till the last day, April 30th, 2011, and then cut my hair all off and took pictures and learned a monologue that same day, learned to rap that same day, and submitted my tape in like 30 minutes before the deadline. So from there, a part of the criteria was loading it up on Facebook and YouTube. So nobody knew. Only me, him, and whoever else was at the house knew that I was doing it. So, when I put it on Facebook, everybody was surprised, and my dad seen it, blown away. The reviews and stuff at that time was great. And then he forwarded the video. He shared it with LT Hutton because they worked together at Death Row. Excuse me. LT's blown away when he seen it. Like, that's your son. Calls him like, man, you got to bring him down. We got to get him in to see the director and all of this type of stuff. So, damn, that's so crazy. I'm sorry. I just relived it all. That's so crazy.
Wow.
So then he brought me in. And I remember that day, I met Antoine Fuqua. He was over there, the director at that point. And I read with him, did the rap and all of that stuff. And he was like, man, all right, I'm going to see these files and all this stuff, and you take this home and you go research this. As a matter of fact, he gave me like a DVD, like nothing but like footage of Tupac. Like, research that. Went home, put that in my laptop, and was just, watching that day in and day out. And then I think it was my dad or LT was like, man, if you're serious, said cut your hair bald for real, get the nose piercing for real. I think LT said that. So I'm like, shit, I'll see you. I want it. Let's go. So I went and cut my hair bald, got the nose piercing for real, and I was losing weight, trying to get in shape and cut down. And then, like, I was going to do a couple more readings, and then it was just like nothing. I was in Oregon, of all places. I was working, and on a, like a project, and I was like, all right, well, I haven't heard nothing in like a month or two, so I'm gonna go ahead and lose the nose ring and grow my hair back and go on about my life. And so, yeah, that's what happened. 2012, I got a call again. All right, we back rolling. Come read with the new casting director. Go on tape. Same thing. Did that for a couple of weeks. Nothing. 2013, same thing. 2014, did one audition. 2014. And then 2015, got that text from LT Hutton. He was like, hey, what's up? How much you weigh right now? I'm like, man, I'm big. Because I was in the gym a lot. So I'm like, you know, I done put on some weight now. He's like, I need you to come down and do this reading with this new director. So I never forget it. I'm walking to the disability office. You know what I'm saying? I was off on stress from Dish Network. I had just got rid of the car I had. Couldn't afford it. Walking. I'm like, I call my mom. I'm like, this dude, he telling me to come read again. And I'm like, but I don't want to go. I got too much stuff going on. And plus, I don't really believe that it's real at this point because it's been so many years. And she like, yeah, but you got to go because you just never know. So I had to move some stuff around, and I ended up making it down there. But it ended up being like my best audition. It was the moment that I walked out of there, and I was like, I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that one went way further than what I even expected of myself, and with not even much time to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Carl Franklin at the time called me in and went as far as to like, damn, you got it down, but I need to see that's from a director point. So he called the receptionist from there at Morgan Creek up to read with us. And come to find out, she had chops. They didn't even know that she was an actor. She was an actress, so she had chops. And she was going, like, off the script. And that was my first time going off the script, but I was right there with her. And that was, like, that was the moment, like I said, that was like, okay, yeah. If I got it to just go off, and I ain't got it, like, oh, I didn't make no strange looks. When she went, wherever she was going, she was playing, you know, Pac's mom, I was right there with her. And so, from then, it was like, all right, now we got to get you acting classes. So, that started in, like, May, late April. A whole lot of stuff going on there. Still on disability. Dish Network fired me while I was on disability. Right. Real crazy, man. And then they was like pushing stuff back. And then, yeah, disability was about to run out. And I didn't have a job to go back to. Where it was due, of course. The kids needed diapers and shoes and all of that good stuff and formula. And I didn't know how I was going to, like, you know, how it was going to really work because I didn't have nothing lined up. And then I did my last audition, and then the trippy thing was, like, what was that? My last audition was like August 16th. September 1st or 2nd, I look on the internet, or somebody sends a screenshot of the Tupac role open call, right? And I'm distraught. I'm like, wow. Like, like, this is how I found out I didn't get the role. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, and LT was like, bro, relax. You know what I'm saying? You're still in the running or whatever. But then with all that, you know, a couple weeks later, I got a call, like, how much money was you making a week at Dish? We're going to pay you to train and go to your private coaching, and you'll be good. You know what I'm saying? In preparation to try to get the role. So it was like 2 months from that point that I got the call, 2 days before my birthday, November 18th. That I got the role for sure.
LT.
Sorry to interrupt. Last question.
LT and Benny have talked about.
I'm sorry if I took up your time with that story. No, it's fine.
LT and Benny both talked about how it was a benefit for them for this role that you were a fresh face, uh-huh. that the audience wouldn't have to adjust to seeing someone else play such an icon as Tupac. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, I mean, this is your first major role. So far, I haven't heard you talk about any other acting ambitions. I think you do a solid enough job in here that door's going to be open. Are you worried about being pigeonholed into being Tupac?
No, because although there's a resemblance, and although I'm playing somebody so iconic and, you know, such a huge following, I have the ability to not look so much like him, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And as well, you know, I played a character, you know what I'm saying? A person, a living person. I brought him back to life. And so the reception for that has been well, you know, and that feels great. And that tells me that, okay, now when I'm able to just step into bringing my own life and my own, making a character of my own within something, that I can pretty much, I feel like I can do it, like, even more there out of just being Pac.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Hey, wait, you are Morris Chestnut's younger brother.
Huh?
Morris Chestnut. I think you could be his younger brother. Oh. In terms of acting.
Oh, thank you. You know what's so funny? Is that I,
as a kid,
that's a little weird.
Never inspired me from, no. I lived around the corner from Morris Chestnut.
Oh, you did?
I never forgot I had a water fight with his wife.
Me as a kid.